The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Truth of saying is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us. Today, Friday, is the 28th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Ashura, verse 23 of the Holy Quran. Please listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ.
It is that of which Allah gives good tidings to His servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, O Muhammad, I do not ask you for this message any payment, but only goodwill through kinship. And whoever commits a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and appreciative.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is worthy of note that the blessed verse in question makes a reference to the continuity of the prophetic doctrine by the divine guardians who are his infallible successors and descendants. The question of loving them serves as the basis of the nexus which is explicitly mentioned in the verse. The Messenger of Allah said, "One who passes away with the love of the family of Muhammad is the martyrs. Be aware that such person passes away with repentance." Rasulullah's blessing for those that weep for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. In a hadith we read, "Whomsoever eyes cries a drop of tears on us or sheds a one drop of tears on us, Allah will reward him with paradise." Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family said, "Whoever on the day of Ashura weeps for my son Hussein, Allah will place that person in paradise alongside the great prophets." When Rasulullah himself has guaranteed paradise for those who weep for Imam al-Hussein, then who are the one to give fatwa against mourning? Whom should we follow, the prophet or these Wahhabis?
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We can understand that from the accounts, authentic and original accounts already indicated and available to us, that the infallible imams encouraged people to shed tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In a great majority of cases, the fourth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam and the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam encouraged Muslims, encouraged Shi'is to go on pilgrimage to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is one point. Another point is that, for example, Abu Harun al-Makfuf, who was a companion of both the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir and the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he was repeatedly requested to recite his mournful poems in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And not only the infallible imams shed tears rather the families, right from behind the curtain, they started shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam and the very critical situation inflicted on the Ashura survivors and the Ashura martyrs. This is one point. Another point in this regard is that the infallible imams gave rewards to the poets who composed poems in praise of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. For example, Di'bel, who was a staunch believer, a staunch Shi'i poet, and who was a companion of the 8th infallible Imam al-Reza al-Salam, received ample rewards from Imam al-Reza al-Salam because he composed a poem, and in it he mentioned the case of martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. Thank you.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. In this part of today's special, we look at the history and philosophy of Azal Hussein. Until the time of Ghaybat al-Kubra, we find that our imams always encouraged Azal Hussein. They saw in Azal Hussein not only a demonstration of grief for Imam al-Hussein and the martyrs of Karbala, but also a renewal of one's commitment to Allah and His laws, as expounded in the Holy Quran and the Ahadith. We have records of the sayings of the representatives during Ghaybat al-Sughra explaining and encouraging Azal Hussein. From 329 AH onwards, the Fuqaha and the Ulamas took it upon themselves to perpetuate the message of Karbala. Sheikh As-Saduq, who died in 381 AH, was the first scholar to have introduced prose as medium of conveying the message of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. He would sit on a pulpit and speak extempore while many of his students sat by the side on the pulpit and recorded this speech.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
On the continuation of this program, the extent of grief observed by the latter imams, peace be upon them, for the entirety of Muharram. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "The sky wept over al-Hussein, peace be upon him, for 40 mornings with blood, while the earth wept over him for 40 mornings with darkness, blackness. The sun wept over him for 40 mornings with an eclipse and with redness. The mountains dispersed, the oceans poured forth, whereas the angels wept over him for 40 mornings. No woman amongst us ever died with henna, nor used any oil, nor any kohl, nor cohabited with her husband until the head of Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad was brought to us, and we are still aggrieved even after all that." Similarly, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said,
There is none who recites poetry about Hussein and weeps and makes others weep by means of it, except that Allah makes paradise incumbent upon him and forgives his sins. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Realizing and understanding the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam through nur and light. This is something that is very possible to do, and is something that has been done in history. We have in one of our traditions, a group of people from Yemen, a group of worshippers, good people, they came to the Prophet inquiring about his successor. So the Prophet gave him a verse of the Quran, and they kept asking, then, who is this? Who is this Hablullah? You attach yourselves to the rope of God. And then they kept asking, and finally he says, basically, go out in the lines of Salat, in congregation Salat, and find, you will find him yourself. See who your heart inclines towards. So they began to walk, this group of Yemeni worshippers. They began to walk and walk, and then they saw one person that they were sure that was their successor, the successor of the Holy Prophet. So they come back to him, and he says, is it him? And then the Prophet says, yes, you know, he affirms the fact that it is Ali ibn Abi Talib, it is Imam Ali. And he asks him, how did you know? And the Yemenis in this hadith, they say that in this tradition, they began crying and saying, O Messenger of God, we looked at the people, but our hearts did not incline to any of them. When we saw this man, our hearts trembled, and then our souls felt assured. Our eyes shed tears, and chests became pleased, as if he was our father, and we were his children. So these worshippers, they understood who the successor, who deserved imamat after the Holy Prophet. Who was the imam after the Holy Prophet, the guide, the leader, the guardian? And why? Through ma'rifat nuraniyah. That is how they did this. And then it says that the Prophet of Islam later on talked about how these people would follow and predicted that they would follow Imam Ali, and this was true. They continued and were loyal to Imam Ali, and many of them fought with him, alongside Imam Ali against in the Battle of Safin, in the Battle of Jamal. They participated and were martyred in such battles. So this is a hadith that shows us that you have the ability to see and witness nur and light of imamat through your hearts. And when we reach this maqam al-mahmud, inshallah, that we see, that we said in Ziyarat Ashura, we connect to the imams with this nur and light, and we start, inshallah, becoming part of them and like them, inshallah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us contemplate on a beautiful statement from the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Certainly, these people have come to staunchly obey Satan and given up obeying the compassionate. They showed mischief, stopped acting in accordance with Islamic laws, took Muslims' property to themselves, made the haram designated by Allah halal, and turned his halal into haram.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration, which has been narrated from the 8th Imam, Imam Radha alayhi salam, regarding the enjoinment of urgency in the marriage of young women. Meaning, in this hadith, Imam Radha alayhi salam advises us and he encourages us to get young women married early. So if you have a daughter and she has come to a marriageable age, it is recommended in Islam to get her married as soon as possible. Or if you are a woman and you have come to a marriageable age, it's better to get married as soon as possible. Let's look at this beautiful hadith and see what it says. Imam Radha alayhi salam said, the archangel Gabriel descended to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, verily your Lord extends salutations on you and says, verily the virgins from among your women are as fruits on a tree. So here, God Almighty compared the young girls to fruits upon a tree, which when they ripen must be plucked. When a fruit comes to the time when it becomes ripe, it's necessary to pluck it and take it off the tree. Otherwise, it will rot. Otherwise, the sun rots them and the wind alters them. The sun keeps shining on them, it rots the fruit, or the wind may ruin it and rot and cause it to become bad. Similarly, the young women are as such. When they come to the age where they are capable of being married, if they are not married and they're allowed to remain unmarried, then they will become spiritually corrupt. In continuation, God said the following to the Prophet. He said, so when young women reach marriageable age, they have no other recourse apart from husbands. Otherwise, they will not be safe from corruption. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then climbed the pulpit after hearing this message from God through the angel Gabriel. The Prophet went to the mosque. He climbed the pulpit and gathered the people. And then he informed them of what Allah had commanded. Right, so this is clearly encouraging us to get women married early. It's not only women, it's generally better to get married early. This is very famous in Islam. It's a very important and central tenet of Islam. And, you know, this is especially more true in this day and age, where the likelihood of becoming corrupted morally has increased because of these means of communication and the feasibility of communication that we find today through these phones and the computer and the internet. So let's all try to act upon this beautiful hadith. If we're not married, let's try to go get married. And if we are married, then we should thank Allah for giving us this divine blessing. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the enjoyment of urgency in the marriage of young women from Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
The last rule tells you that if the letter is any letter other than noon or meem, okay, or qalqalal letters. If it was noon, ghunna sound. If it was meem, the same as noon, meem as well, okay? Thumma la tus'alunna. If you stop at the word thum, for example, you're going to connect the previous ayah with this ayah. Look this way. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ. You stop here. You cannot go on. You cannot continue.
Why?
You're out of breath. So what do you do here? The harakat mim has fatha fawat. Harakat will be changed to?
Sukun.
But the mim has, it is mushaddad. And also, so we said like the same as noon. Ghunna sound.
لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ
لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ.
For example, we are not allowed to stop here actually, okay? But, for example, if we have such an example, so remember that ميم مشدد or نون مشدد will have a غُنَّ sound for two counts as well, okay? Beside changing the harakat to sukun, okay? That is. If it has a like tanwin fatha, do not change it. That will be changed to alif maddi. No ghunna. Ghunna will be there if it has tashdid. If it does not have tashdid, no ghunna. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if we have any other letter, like for example, the letter waw we have tashdid on the top of waw and also like a tanwin or tashdid. Let's say tashdid. Aduwun. If we stop here, how do you say?
Adu.
If you stop here, how do you stop?
Adu. Yes.
Do you hear this sound? The last sound. Look, listen. Adu.
Yes.
Adu. There is just a kind of like qalqala sound, like bouncing sound, yes. But it's not bouncing sound. This is kind of close to that.
Half.
Adu. Yes? Waqab. This is qalqala.
Yes.
Adu.
Half bounce.
Kind of half bounce.
No, it's a waw.
It is a waw. Any other letter? Any other? Ra'ir, for example. It is ra instead of waw. Whatever letter has tashdeed at the end, okay? So it kind of, you stop with a sukun, okay, on both identical letters, just with kind of, we say nabr, it's called, like a jerk or, for example, a bounce. Kind of a bounce, okay?
Yes.
Not a complete bounce like qalqala.
Yes.
So that's all about how to stop at the end of words, okay? Let's review it quickly. So if we have a tanwin fatha hisaban, fawad, tanwin fatha will be changed to
alif mad
hisaba. Hussein Ruhullah, if we have ta marbuta,
yes.
So what will happen to the ta marbuta?
The letter will change to letter, the ta will change to ha,
okay,
and its harakat will change into sukun.
Will we change to sukun? Whatever harakat is.
Yes.
Yeah. Fatha kasra dhamma. If tanwin fatha kasra dhamma. Okay. Good. Ali Nasir, what if we have like any letter having fatha kasra dhamma, tanwin kasra, and tanwin dhamma, not tanwin fatha? What happened? What will happen?
They will change to sukun.
They will be changed to sukun. All the harakat.
Yes.
Great. The letter.
No, the letter will remain the same.
The letter will stay the same, but if it is tamarbuta, yeah,
it will change to ha.
Great. Fawad, what happens to the words ending in sukun?
Nothing.
They'll stay the same. Great. Okay, Hussein Ruhullah, what if we have alif mad, wawi mad, and ya mad at the end of the words that we want to stop at?
They will also remain.
Stay the same.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Abasa wa tawal?
La.
Okay, that was the example. Okay, great. I didn't ask, what about words having qutbijat letters?
They will change to sukoon with a qalqala.
Or bouncing sound?
Bouncing sound.
Great. The harakat will be changed to sukoon. But if the harakat is tanwin fatha, no qalqala, it will be changed to alif.
Yes.
Okay, great.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
For example, hisaban. If you stop here, for example, if you do not change it to alif mat, you say hisab. But because it has alif tanwin fatha, it will be changed to alif hisaba.
Yeah.
No hisab. No hisaba. Fawad, what if we have a noon mushaddad, noon with tashdid, or meem with tashdid? So what would
we just add a ghunna?
A ghunna for two counts, right? That was alun, for example. Thum. That's it. And what if, Hussein Ruhullah, we have any other letter with tashdeed and also like, yeah, tashdeed.
Yeah, we will.
The good example is waw.
Ghunna.
Ghunna?
Yes.
Are you sure? Ghunna was with noon.
Yeah, tashdeed. Noon, yes.
Noon mushadda.
Half-bound sound.
Yes, half-bound
sound. Adu.
Yes.
Adu wa lakum fil arda mustaqar wa mata'un ilahin. Mustaqar.
This.
Okay. So, that's all about how to stop. Alhamdulillah, we learned. If you agree, we will go and recite Surah Al-Qadr together. Then this session will be finished, inshallah. In the next session, we will have a conclusion of our tajweed rules. We'll have a quick review of our tajweed rules. And maybe, inshallah, one other session, we will go on, practice all those rules so far that we have learned in Tajweed in level 3 of our Quranic sessions. Inshallah, we'll focus on how to apply the rules, okay? All together. Ready to go? Let's recite a salawat and go.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
الحمد لله we finished the rules of how to stop and thank you so much Allah Almighty that blessed us with this opportunity to learn these rules as well. Okay. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us in these sessions. Inshallah, we highly recommend you to stay with us for the next sessions as well. Inshallah, we'll be talking about, actually reviewing, okay, all the Tajweed rules from the first to the last, okay, that we learned so far, and just a quick review, inshallah. In case you had any questions, you can ask us, and also our brothers here, if they had any questions, inshallah, the next session, they can ask us here, and you can benefit from their questions, and also, inshallah, the answers. So, then we'll have, inshallah, as I told you, another session, like practical session, okay? Well, after we reviewed all those rules, okay, we'll go through some of the verses of the Quran Kareem, okay? From the first rule to the last rule, inshallah, we'll try to apply all the rules, okay? We'll find a surah and work on. Then, inshallah, the level 3 of our Quran sessions will be finished. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions, in the coming different Quranic sessions. Stay with us. Thank you so much for being with us also in this session. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But before we end, let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School, Schools Network, and also students of Sevier International School. And also me, Habibullah Fasizad. So, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi muhammad wa ajjil fajam.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Faqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked among
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism. This is Ulama Speech, the best selection
of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. Stay tuned. In Surah Al-Insan, Ayah 10, we read, "Indeed, we fear a frowning and fearful day from our Lord." A family, based on the Holy Quran, must be humble and fearful before Allah. The Holy Quran enumerated some specifications for the family. A family must have hope in Allah. They must be humble, they must be sincere in their benevolent actions, and spirituality must rule over a family.
پدر و مادرایی که صدای منو میشنوید، ببینید آقایون یه آیه دیگه براتون بگم.
Dear fathers and mothers, in Surah Tur ayahs 25 and 26 we read, "They will turn to one another, questioning each other. They will say, 'Indeed, aforetime, we used to be apprehensive about our families.'" These ayahs show how much attention towards the family can help a person enter paradise. Kindness and compassion towards one's family is among the features of the Shiite Imams. They were kind with their family members, and they were attentive to the affairs of their families. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
WIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. In these programs, we criticize movies with especially religious themes. Well, such that movie is a jinn, this is a very controversial issue, of course, not totally in the Muslim world, but, you know, for some people it might be a strange or weird or, I don't know, supernatural or imaginary. But the thing is, we have actually lots of verses in the Holy Scriptures, especially we are talking about the Quran. So we chose this topic and we actually dealt with this issue through the movie Jinn, produced in 2014. But another movie that is somehow a recent movie, it is called De Jinn, of course, with, you know, capital D and then J, not like the previous movie, Jinn with a capital J. So it was produced in 2021, directed by two people, David Carbonier and Justin Powell. They happen to be the writers, too. And it again, it stars, let's say, Ezra Dewey, Devi Poe, Rob Brownstein, and John Erickson. None of them I know of. Maybe some of you know. And the box office was $124,000, roughly. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Jinn, De Jinn, with a capital D. And then we'll be back with a question.
What do you think?
We start thinking about the things we're missing. We forget about the things we have.
I'm gonna take a shower before bed. I'll be home before you get up.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn with a capital D, produced in 2021, directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell, starring Ezra Dewey, Devi Poe, Rob Brownstein, and John Erickson. The whole movie is about a mute boy becomes, you know, trapped in his apartment with a sinister monster after making a wish to fulfill his heart's greatest desire. And for that, you know, again, I'm going to ask two of my friends and guest speakers, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, to join me in the studio. And first, I may greet with them. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And Sayyid Abdullah.
Nice to be here.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Well, the critical response, Sayyid Abdullah, was positive, you know, as opposed to the previous movie, which was negative. This gained actually a positive review from different critics. For example, review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes reports an approval rate of
87% based on 69 reviews, with an average of rating of 6.7 out of 10. This is
because good. It had a bitter ending.
Yeah,
probably. All right. So, how did you like this movie?
Well, it was different from my usual horror movies that I've seen in the past. It was a very kind of light horror movie. There wasn't too much scary stuff in it.
Right.
I mean, it has the, you know, it has the old atmosphere for scary stuff, but they did not have too much scare creatures as much as in other movies. They tried to keep it more like, I don't know, within the realm of 15 plus rather than 18 plus, so they can get more viewers watching it. So overall, it was okay. It was just an okay movie. Nothing extreme, nothing poor. I wouldn't call it a B-grade movie, nor will I call it an A, you know, A-star Hollywood movie. So yes, something in average. It's just an average, nice movie you can watch whenever you're bored.
I see.
Yeah.
How did you like this movie?
Well, it was good. But
did you find it attractive?
Would it be bad if I say no?
Why not?
So it is not my favorite genre, but you know, in the case of showing of those stories of that type, it was okay. I guess it was a good kind of its format.
I see. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Jin, De Jin, with a capital D, of course. Produced in 2021, directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell. And then we'll be back with a question about it. Don't go away.
He wanted to cry. He wanted to give himself up to despair. And when he came to, he found himself stretched out on the bed and the fairy was sitting next to him. "Tomorrow your wish will come true," the fairy said. "What is it?" Pinocchio replied. "Tomorrow you'll cease to be a puppet and you're going to become a real boy."
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mahajad, the host in this program, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio. We are criticizing the movie The Jinn with a capital D, produced in 2021, directed by David Carbonier and Justin Powell. Well, apart from, let's say, the movie itself, as you have listened to this part of the movie, the father at the beginning of this movie, Sister Asma, is reading to his mute boy, to his son, the story of Pinocchio and a fairy turning his puppet body into a real boy. Basically, it's like, you know, introducing the whole theme of the movie to the audience.
Exactly.
And I think they did a good job. I mean, the director and the writer and the producer.
The difference was that the one who turned Pinocchio into a human being was an angel.
Exactly. And we are talking about a transformation again here, right? And not to mention, this is a mute boy, and we know what a mute boy wants, right?
Exactly.
So if there is a wish, that is going to be talking, speaking.
Exactly.
And
making
a speech
a voice
is something that he actually lacks. So, you know, we have the idea of fairies in Pinocchio, of course, such a story, you know. I know it's a novel, it's a story, but do fairies exist like jinns?
Jinns do exist, but yes, they do exist.
Fairies.
Supernatural creatures, yes, they exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we call them jinns. And jinns have good ones and bad ones. So if we call the good ones as fairy, then it would work.
Uh-huh, I see.
We call the good jinns as fairy, then it would work.
But